Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Denise O'Donoghue, who's the digital features editor with the Irish Examiner, is with me here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Denise, how often should we wash those kitchen tea towels?
Probably a little bit more often than we are, admittedly. I know that's my own case anyway.
Yeah, we've been asking listeners to be truthfully honest with us this afternoon. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. There's a whole array of answers coming in from, I mean, some people are telling me they do it every day. I just don't buy that. I would have thought maybe every second, third day. Some people are telling me they only change them once a week, though.
I know they're probably being a bit honest, all right, but yeah, I know I'm probably a little longer than I should be. So it's supposed to be roughly every 2 days, but I'm probably about every 3 days.
So that's with the tea towel and kitchen towels, everything that goes with it, dishcloths, the whole lot.
Yeah, anything you're using in the kitchen, but especially if it's something that you get a bit damp. So basically anything that's damp, bacteria will absolutely rapidly multiply in. So those are the ones that you want to maybe pop in the washing machine or on a boil wash or something like that fairly quickly.
Yes. So who's telling us this? Is it FSAI or...?
Yeah, the FSAI have, but even internationally, I was actually looking at some research from Britain, from the Food Standards Agency, and they monitored different kitchens for a while in people's houses just to see how they treat their tea towels. Mm. And the people who thought that they were washing them, we'll say maybe every 2 days, actually weren't. You kind of lose track of time yourself.
Yeah.
And the other side of it too is thinking, you know, oh, I'll wash it after maybe I've been cooking with raw meat and I've mopped up and I'll pop it in the washing machine. But what you forget is, you know, you might have been handling it and you didn't use the tea towel, but you might have picked up the tea towel. So that bacteria is on it again. Or the other thing that people didn't realise was they might not live alone in the house. So the kids might be using it, or your partner might be using it, or anyone at all who's around maybe helping out in the kitchen might be slightly scuppering your plans for a clean tea towel.
So, but what about the little kind of the sponge, you know, cloths that you have for wiping down chopping boards and in and around the sink? So we're telling people today, every one of those instruments needs to be thrown into the washing machine every second day.
Ideally. Now, I think if it's a sponge or a washing kind of cloth that you're using, you're probably more likely to wash those. You know, they get dirty quickly. So you'll see the dirt and then you think, okay, yeah, that needs a bit of a clean. So those, and again, that research in the UK kind of backed that up, that those kind of things people were very much keeping on top of. They were washing them when it needed washing and in the right kind of time frame. But that poor tea towel that's been hanging on the sink, it's been doing everything from wiping the counters, wiping the floors, washing your hands. Those are the ones that you definitely need to wash. It's just one of those forgotten areas in the kitchen.
What about sprays, bacterial anti-bac sprays? What should we actually be using to clean down to give the counter a good wipe?
Well, your tea towel is fine if you're using it with the sprays. But I know a lot of people would prefer to use tissue paper, so your kitchen roll. And realistically, that probably is that little bit more hygienic. You know, it's one use, but then you think of the environmental side and obviously the cost in your own pocket as well if you're constantly replacing it. So ideally, your tea towel or whatever cloth, or you know, if you have old rags from battered clothes that you're making into kitchen cloths, that will be fine as well. So you can kind of use it with a little bit of everything.
A listener tells me anytime they put on a white wash, the tea towel that is in use goes into the wash generally as well. I wash them every second day. Another listener says they don't use any sponges in the kitchen at all, and they try to change their tea towels and hand towels every single day, says this listener. So what's the best way to actually wash them then, Denise?
As hot as possible. So everything there was probably fine. Like the person who's washing them with their whites, it's going into a good hot wash. So that's fine. As long as you're putting it on something hot, if it's going into the washing machine. But if you just have maybe one, and you obviously don't want to put just one tea towel rolling around in the drum, you can just boil it. So in a pot of boiling water on the stove and boil that away. And that will do the same trick. It'll kill off all the bacteria.
Yeah, I'm at least 90 degrees. I know that's not very environmentally friendly to admit that, but I'd have the whole lot in the washing machine now at 90 degrees.
Yeah, it just gives you that
bed
sense
sheets,
of security
everything.
In it. Yeah.
I'm like a lunatic about germs. This listener tells me they can't understand people who use the same towels for their hand and for their dishes. I mean, they're so right about that.
Yeah. But that's what I was getting back to, that it's, you know, you might be doing it right, but if the small kids running around the house, you know, they're doing great washing their hands when they're supposed to, and they'll probably just grab the nearest thing to hand. So it's worth keeping an extra watchful eye on things like that.
Oh, I can imagine there's probably quite a few of our listeners maybe working from home or at home this lunchtime, suddenly in the kitchen picking up those minging, scabby-looking dishcloths and throwing them into the washing machine today, every second day. Good to know. Denise O'Donoghue, a digital features editor with the Irish Examiner. Denise, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.